All right, are you just getting started with your online business and you don't know where to start? Well, in this episode, we are going to go over some of the basics of what you need to know. But first things first, we are Christian entrepreneurs, and that means that Christ comes first. He needs to be the one directing each and every one of our paths. I can share with you the things that have worked for me, but you are a unique person created in Christ, right? You are His workmanship. Ephesians 2:10 says, "For we are His workmanship." That means His product. We are created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. There are good works that He wants each and every one of us to walk in. And so what I do is going to be different than what you do, and what someone else is doing is going to be different than what someone else is doing. And we all have to come to the table with God to make sure that our businesses are glorifying Him and that we are doing what He would have us do as entrepreneurs, and not just becoming a copycat or thinking that this is the only way, that we have to do business this way because it worked for someone else or whatever. Okay. So I want you to really, and I know that you are, I'm just making this at the top of your mind, that when you have this passion, this desire to start up an online business, maybe even you saw my ad for the Faith PLR Club, and you're like, I could do something like that. I can create this devotional journal. I can sell this stuff. You have that desire. That's why you're here probably listening to this right now, is that you know that you have this desire. And a lot of times the desire is placed in there by God. So we have to seek God about what your direction is with your business. And so I'm just going to give you a few tips of like what things you need to really be thinking about right now and how to go beyond just getting started. The first thing is obviously you have to decide on your business model, because there are so many business models. I mean, you can have client work, you can have, you know, e-commerce stores, you can have a combination of all these things. But to get any real traction in your business, you really have to focus, and you have to focus on the one thing that you feel really good about that you could do. And so, again, you're here listening to this, so you probably want a freedom business. And a freedom business is just a business that brings in sales 24/7 automatically. Where you're not always trading all of your time for money, but you're leveraging your time by creating courses and digital products that you create one time and you sell them over and over again. But even within this business model, there are a lot of different ways you could go as well. You can create a course, you can create digital products like devotionals or planners. So there's lots of different things to think about. What business model makes sense for you, for your business and for your life? And then not only that, but you really have to be thinking about, you know, who are you creating this business for? Who are you going to be selling your products to? Because the more specific you get, the better it will be for your business. I can't even tell you how important it is to be specific, like super, super specific, especially when you're creating like copy and things like that. You really have to understand their pain points, that person that you're creating for. It's not just for anyone. It's not just for moms in general. It's not just for, you know, whatever, you know, just business people, you know. You really have to hone in on who exactly are you creating for. And then what problem are you solving? And if you can put that into a one-liner sentence to remind you that, hey, I help Christian entrepreneurs save time by creating done-for-you digital products that they can sell in their business. You know, you can do something like that, it'll be right there in your mind, like, this is what I do, this is what I'm about, this is, and all of your, like, your marketing and everything can go into that. So how do you start getting sales, right? Well, you have to know who you're creating for, what problem you're selling, and then decide, am I creating a course? Am I creating a digital product? Am I creating a bundle? What is it that I am creating that I'm going to actually sell? And then that's how you start to go after getting sales. And I've been in business for a really long time, and so I'm going to give you a big tip here. Do not start off by putting together your whole website, your whole online store first. I want you to put together something that you think your potential customers will like, and then put it up for sale ASAP to see if there is a legit demand for it. The only way that we really know, forget all the tons of weeks of research that you might do. If you are not getting a product out there to see if it's going to sell, you're just wasting your time. You need to see, is this going to sell? Is my market going to like this? Is this something that's going to, you know, pick up some, you know, get some traction here? Because you will only waste your time building things that are not going to sell if you don't first find out real legit demand. And that is by getting it put together and just get it out there. Like, do that and you'll find out what actually sells and what actually doesn't. And then you can get to work creating around what actually does sell. And let me just tell you, you're not going to always get it right off the bat. You might have a great idea about something, right? But it's very important to know that people who are successful in their businesses didn't just run out straight out the gate and have a winner. They spent hours upon hours making it better, fixing it, tweaking it, iterating, just continuously making it better. So this is the process where a lot of people give up. You are going to find that there are times when you just like missed it and you have to go back to the drawing board. And you might have to go back to the drawing board a few times before you actually get it right. So I don't think a lot of people talk about that, but this is so real. Like, you have to keep making things better and better. And if something's not selling, you have to go back and say, okay, why is this not selling? And then try to figure out what's missing. What, maybe it's just the way, you know, something's positioned. I mean, it's just, you know, this is the work that it takes to actually have something really great out there that's selling all the time. So what I do, and this is what I did when I started the Faith PLR Club. It wasn't the Faith PLR Club at first. It was a devotional journal PLR. I didn't even name it because I just wanted to see if this was going to be something that people would want. So I put together a membership where you got a couple devotional journals each month for $7. It was like two devotional journals for two or three for $7 a month. And that was it. That was it. And so then I started thinking, well, you can't live off a $7 offer. And so I was thinking about different things and how can I increase the cart value and all this different stuff. And so it morphed into what it is right now, which is $27 done for you content with Bible lessons, social media graphics, and the journals, the devotional journals, and lots of other little extra things that I create. And so in the beginning, it took off, like it made sense. People were buying it. They were liking it, but I needed to make it a little better even for me to make it worthwhile. Right. So I got demand. I saw demand was there and then I just, you know, iterated. So what I do is I will take an offer like this and I didn't build out anything. And I'm working backwards now to put together stuff. So I say, don't start with creating your websites and creating all your stuff and doing all the things. No, start with an offer, a market. And what I did, and not everyone wants to do this, but what I do is I will put it in a funnel and I will put ads on it to see if it's going to actually sell. So I put it in a funnel, and with a funnel, all you need is like software like ClickFunnels, Go High Level, ThriveCart, and you can just, and all you need is the offer, the sales page. You have the order page, and then you hook it up to Stripe and you get it out there and you get, use emails to follow up with people. It's very simple. There's a lot of steps, but I mean, it's simple to me because I've been doing it for a long time, but get it out there to see that if it actually sells first, then go back and say, okay, I'm gonna build around this idea. So those are some of the things that I've done and what I think will help you as you are starting out, because I know there's a lot of people out there that are just like, I don't even know what to do. I don't even know how to start this. And then what do I do exactly? You know? So that is what I would do. That is what I did. And now this business is a six-figure business in 6 months because I went straight for sales first, and then I'm backtracking and doing a lot of the stuff now that I'm making money in the business, and the business is making money. So you want to think about all these things. And then marketing, of course, the continuous process, the art of marketing, the continuous process of getting better and better with marketing. Start simple. Use one platform and go all in on that one platform that you enjoy, that where your ideal clients are, our ideal potential customers are, and then use short form videos as much as possible, because right now short form videos like Reels and YouTube Shorts and TikTok videos are all the rage right now. They're getting all of the views, they're getting visibility. So that was a lot, and I'm sure that if you're new, you might have to go back and listen to this a few times. But the main things are, one, seek God for about your direction in your business. Two, pick the business model that you really want to be involved in. Three, who are you creating this business for? Be very specific. What problem are you solving? That's number four. How do you start getting sales? Like, you need to start, like, go after the sales instead of like putting all the business stuff together. See what's actually gonna sell and then build your business around that. And you can do that with a funnel, and you can even start your marketing very simply by just using one platform and going all in on that platform, using short form videos. And you don't have to actually video yourself. There's lots of ways to create interactive videos, short form videos. All right, so that's it for now. Don't forget that you will also have to iterate. You will have to continue to perfect what it is. If you put something out there once and it doesn't sell, that doesn't mean you're done for and you just pack up and leave. No, you have to have the resilience, have the fortitude to continue to go forward and to make it happen. Continuously, you know, tweak and perfect and change and iterate until it works. And then you will be so happy you did, because when it works, it's awesome.